going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The countdown is on. We are 1 week from the kickoff to summer, the official one. That is Free Toll Friday. That's right. Next Friday, Chickies, we will be at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's. Pete will pay your tolls. The details are at chickiesandpetes.com. Make sure you check out the details so you can cost Pete as much as you possibly can. I want you to time your arrival down the shore to make sure Pete pays for your toll. 215-592-9494. Before we get to Jay in West Philly, actually.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no, Jay was calling about Dawkins.
Okay.
About what Dawkins said. I would.
You could say he's calling. That's a front. That's a Trojan horse.
You think that's a lie?
Yeah.
You want me to not go to him?
No. Okay. Jay's my guy. I actually ran into Jay in Westchester a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I love Jay.
What is he doing in Westchester?
He was working.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of far away from West
Philly. OG's in
the
building?
Oh, no.
Great, awesome.
Get him out of here. Stupid polo shirt. So before we get to Jay, because Jay is calling about what Brian Dawkins said about Jalen Hurts. So,
yes.
Buzz, why don't you play what Dawkins said, and then we'll go to Jay.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week. Mm-hmm. And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get that? So it's for me, it's not you are, I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically. That you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, being mm-hmm. able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that, maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
All right, Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, you all right?
I'm good. What's up, bro?
Now, let me get at your boy then.
Oh.
Your boy, Dawson.
Okay.
Now, you're sitting there making a comment, right?
Yeah.
About me on the, well, perform great at all times, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your guy's track record in this for him to be speaking on Jalen like that when Jalen performed in a big game? Where was Dawk at in these championship games?
Dawk doesn't play anymore, so dissecting Dawk's career or where he played and what he did is irrelevant to the conversation. Dawk is stamped and approved as a Hall of Famer, so he doesn't need to have qualifications to give an opinion on what he sees.
It's his fight. So I just wanted to make sure you was good before I got his fight. That's right.
So we're going right down the row here, Jay?
Yeah, what is that? Okay.
You know, Jay was talking about he got to perform, and then you're bringing up Herbert. Well, Herbert.
But you're not. You're taking everything out of context. All I did was ask. Well, because you're taking two separate conversations. I didn't say he had to perform. Brian Dawkins, debatably greatest Eagle of all time, said he had to perform more consistently. So we'll put that to the side for a second. The other conversation was when Elliott said that specifically, if a quarterback limits his turnovers, it means he plays great. So I asked him, did Justin Herbert play great last year? And he said no. And Justin Herbert turned the ball over within one or two less than every quarterback in the NFL last year. So, and I don't think Justin Herbert played great last year. I thought he played pretty well. They scaled back what he did to a great extent. His turnover, it's actually very similar. They scaled that back the number of times he threw, and his turnovers went down. And that's what happened. I don't think Justin Herbert was great last year, even though he didn't turn the ball over. I don't think not turning the ball over and not turning the ball over alone means that you played great, especially when you have one of the worst sack rates in the NFL. So that is what I was talking about.
Yeah, but you keep bringing up his name to reference it. Like, why can't he play like Herbert?
I've actually never said that one time. Jack loves Herbert. I don't. So I have never one time in my entire radio career, actually in my life, said Jalen Hurts needs to play more than Justin Herbert. So if you're going to call up and want to argue about Jalen, that's fine. But you should at least get it right. I've never said what.
Right,
No. But you're not, Jay. You're just making things up. I've never once in my entire life. I hardly watched Justin Herbert last year. You think I'm watching Chargers games? I hardly watched Justin Herbert last year. I've never one time in my life said Jalen Hurts should play more like Justin Herbert.
Dude, because you always bring up these quarterbacks that you say better than him. But you're grateful because he took us to two Super Bowls.
Jay.
He won it.
Jay, ultimately, you're a pro Jalen guy. I'm a pro Jalen guy. Just get to the point of what you really want to say. What's the real point you bring in that you want to bring up?
I'm just talking about how Jalen don't get no respect. It's everything he got.
He gets respect.
Jay.
Let me ask you this, Jay. So no player on the Eagles needs to play better this year. They don't have room to improve.
Yeah, everybody can improve every
year. Okay, then, so we don't need to be so defensive when we point out the quarterback can improve. As a matter of fact, that's a good thing. They just won a Super Bowl with a guy who is Super Bowl MVP that has room to improve, which means he can be even better than whatever you think.
Give him the credit for bringing the title to this city.
Well, who's not giving
him
credit?
Give him no credit.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. See, it's not that I don't give him credit. It's that I don't say what you want me to say about him. We have – this is the glory of what we do, is that we can all watch the same thing and see something different and have a different opinion. We can all have different opinions about all these players. I gave Jalen a ton of credit specifically for how he played against Washington and how he played against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and said this week perhaps he has unlocked something that can allow him to perform that way more consistently all year, which would, in my estimation, put him in the class that you think he's in that I don't think he's in. It's not that I don't give him credit. I don't give him as much credit as you do. Now, if that bothers you, that's fine. But you can't just lie. You can't just say, I'm always saying he should play like Justin Herbert and I never give him any credit and blah, 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 blah. I just don't agree with you.
You bring up, why can't he play like this? Why ain't he like Burrow?
It's not why can't he play like him. When people ask me if I think Joe Burrow is better, I say yes, I think Joe Burrow is better. And you want to know what? It's not a crazy opinion. And if they ask me if I think Josh Allen is better, I say yes, I think Josh Allen is better. And the guy just won MVP last year. It's not a crazy opinion. So it's not an insult to say he's not the best quarterback in the NFL. It's not. He won a Super Bowl. It's awesome. I'm so happy we won the Super Bowl. But like, I'm
not. Don't say it like it.
No, it's just that I'm not happy talking to you.
And as far as the best freshman college basketball player in the last 40 years, the guy's name was Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, come on.
Melo did lead him.
He was great.
Oh, wow. So you hate Syracuse, Spike? Interesting.
Yeah. No, I went to Syracuse, and I love Melo, but I don't think he was as good. All right. Enough. I don't think he was as good as Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was better, I think. Melo was awesome.
Best freshman of my life. I'm trying to think on top of
Zion was awesome.
Yeah. Zion. Okafor won a title.
He did.
But that was a good team.
Yeah, well, it was stacked.
Second best player, Tyus Jones.
I mean, they have several good players on that team.
Anthony Davis is also up there.
Yeah. Was awesome. Yep. 215-592-94.
Melo is in the conversation.
Yes.
I'm sorry, he is. He's in the conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not a Melo hater. I'm a Melo guy. First team Hall of Famer, loved him. Have Melo T-shirts, love Melo.
I mean, because at least he did as a freshman lead his team to a national championship.
He did.
Gave that fraud Boeheim.
Boeheim is a fraud.
Total fraud. Stupid system.
You know who's not a fraud? The cars are John Ashdale. Nope. Not fraudulent whatsoever. Colonial Hyundai, not fraudulent whatsoever. Colonial always, first of all, the new dealership is beautiful. Makes everything more comfortable. But Colonial right now has really the choice of a lifetime. They have two things that people love about Colonial, these different incentives they throw out there. And right now, until May 31st, you have a choice between two of them. You can get 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any new Hyundai. So a Palisade, a Tucson, an Elantra, the Ioniq 5 or 6, 20% off any Hyundai in stock. Or when you go in there, you can get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. You could even try to show up the cars are and drive in the worst piece of junk he's ever seen. He's going to give you $6,500. You have that choice until May 31st. And everyone, here's not a choice. Everybody's getting this. Everybody that buys a new Hyundai at Colonial gets 3 years of complimentary maintenance. Everybody gets America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know what Jay does that I occasionally do in an argument that drives people crazy?
Move the goalpost.
Well, he doesn't raise his voice. My wife hates in an argument. When I do not raise my voice. When I just stay very calm during the argument.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want somebody to yell.
I was going
to
say, we never really see that.
No. You see the other one.
Well, Elliot does the same thing. I mean.
Yes, Elliot does it. I did it when I was PD than when I'm host.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm becoming.
We see a lot more emotion now.
Yeah, I'm becoming the real Spike.
How's that make everyone feel?
Well, has its pluses and minuses. So every Friday at 4:30, we tell you who has the belt at WIP. The belt holder right now are the people you're listening to.
As always.
The WIP afternoon show.
And frankly, I don't think we did anything to lose it.
I don't think we did anything to lose it.
Oh, did we have it from last week?
Yeah, we gave it to ourselves.
Oh, I think we may have retained it.
Yeah, we patted ourselves on the back.
We're going to find out right now.
There could only be one. The boss. Chief, the top of the mountain, the WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
Oh, Oh, does the WIP afternoon show keep the belt? I would like that to happen. Ike, I think, would like that to happen.
Yes.
Shaq would like it to happen, as we are the premier show on WIP. But the belt is changing hands.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
Who you got?
And in one of the most upsetting moments of WIP this week or any week, the belt goes back to Elliott Shore Parks.
What?
For his Kevin Durant, Ace Bailey take that drives me insane, has lit up the internet with people fighting with him. For Elliott Shore Parks to make everybody mad at him about basketball, a sport he doesn't even cover, is...
He doesn't?
No. He doesn't have the podcast anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
Is true belt type stuff.
And it got him off from you. He offered you $5,000.
Yeah.
For him to stop tweeting about Ace Bailey.
I can't pay him $5,000.
But we can raise money to do it.
We can. Should we start a GoFundMe to try to raise $5,000?
I wonder how much we can get.
Yeah, do that for me, too.
Now, we got to eventually just, donate it to charity.
Yeah, but
I need mine.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I agree. I just, off the mics, we're pocketing it.
Yeah, but on mic, we're giving it to charity.
Yeah,
your
sure.
favorite charity.
Yeah.
Charitable causes.
That's what they say.
I just want to be clear. We would never say we're taking money for charity. No, again, we would never say we're taking money for charity and not do it. But then it doesn't even work, because then if Elliot doesn't get the money, he's not going to stop tweeting.
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Real quick, saw this. There's going to be flag football in the Olympics in 2028.
Well, I'm excited.
Yippee.
And the NFL owners...
That's so dumb.
...are going to discuss a proposal which would allow current NFL players to play in the Summer Olympics in 2028.
Yes.
To play the flag football. I would like that.
I love it.
Really? You're into it too?
I'm into it.
Even with the injury risk?
No injury risk.
Achilles, ACL, could happen.
Could happen anywhere.
We could absolutely could happen anywhere. Yeah. I would love to see these guys.
That's not beach flag football to kill Robert Edwards' career. We're not doing that.
Yeah, it will be on grass, I assume.
Yeah, it'll be on grass.
I would love to see that.
I don't expect to see Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson out there playing.
No, probably not.
I don't expect to see that. But we could see Jahan Dotson out there playing.
Yeah, I would love to see a star player.
Yeah, I don't think AJ's going to be out there playing.
Who are they playing against?
I don't know.
Well, we're the only country that plays football.
Well, flag football is big. Like there
in
are
other countries.
Frisbee. I'm sorry. Ultimate frisbee is
a little
big.
Different than flag football.
Yeah. Well, it's similar.
In what way?
Well, the frisbee is the football.
Yeah,
but you're still. It's a flick of the wrist versus throwing a football.
Yeah,
well, that's true.
I would now. I forgot, Ike, that you are an Olympics man. You love the Olympics.
I love the Olympics. I do.
I would.
That's why I'd be in on the flag football.
I would love. For a bunch of NFL stars to go and just obliterate every country.
It'd be like the dream team.
Yeah.
No, I do wonder about the balance of competitiveness here.
Exactly.
I do wonder about that.
Do you think they'll approve
Canada
it?
Could probably compete. They play football there.
Do you think they'll approve it? They need 24 of 32 teams to approve it.
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Because there's money there. There's exposure for the players.
Yes.
Yep.
So here's, again, I don't believe maybe a quarterback would go because they're less at risk of being injured.
Yep.
Right? It's just flag football. All they have to do is throw out there. But I'd be surprised if your top skill position guys would go out there and play.
Who would your quarterback be?
Oh, shoot. You could use...
Well, see, you got to throw, right?
You got to throw it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the quarterbacks don't run.
Yep. So we can mark a couple people off.
Yeah, you got to throw it. I don't know who I would use. I mean, initially I would go with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I was thinking Burrow.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, resume-wise, is the number one quarterback in the league.
But skill-wise?
Skill-wise?
Yeah.
Josh Allen's the best quarterback.
Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in football.
Yeah, I Burrow one.
Josh Allen's right there, though, but yeah. I just think Burrow is the best quarterback.
As far as slinging
throwing the football, yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, so, not good at winning, though.
Well.
Unlike our
he's,
guy.
He's won some.
Yeah. Sad to see you guys doubt Jalen, by the way.
Here's why I think, by the way, that there will be big stars that do it. Mm-hmm. Shoe companies.
Advertisements, yep.
Yeah, I believe shoe companies will want some of their stars there, and... shoe companies run the NBA. They don't run the NFL, but it's there.
Yeah.
And I think we will see some stars in there because of endorsement deals, shoe deals, and them wanting to do it.
I'm okay with it. It's flag football. To me, it's no different than 7-on-7. I look at the skill position guys when they're training, getting ready for training camp and all that sort of stuff. They're running routes,
yep.
You know, against guys at times and what have you. And again, it's not tackle football. You're just grabbing for the flag. I understand hamstring injuries, Achilles, things of that nature. But that stuff could also happen while you're training as well. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. When I saw Jalen, I think he was the first one that was advertising it, right?
It was the commercial, yeah.
Yeah, it was the commercial for it in Los Angeles.
Shoe deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see it. I'm okay with it.
Now,
Matter of fact, I'd be okay if Jalen was one of the quarterbacks.
Sure. Can the Olympics, I mean, can they – they can't, like, pay the NFL or bribe the NFL to try to get them to vote in their favor, right?
This is,
like, the Olympics want, obviously, the NFL players in it.
This is big business. Like, from an endorsement perspective and an advertiser perspective, I think owners will see dollar signs.
Bro, we're playing 9 international games this year.
Right.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And what better platform
than the Olympics?
Than the Olympics.
And look, that's the thing that – I mean, they talk about with the Dream Team. That's what got international basketball really kind of
basically have taken over basketball.
Look at the current state of the league.
Yes. Yep.
And by the way, shoe companies with international with the Olympic basketball is a enormous deal.
I kind of do. I know we love football here. It's like it's America's game. But if it turns global and like you see these other countries with these big guys,
get football Jokic.
Yeah, dude, that's what I want.
Only thing I don't want is 35 teams.
Well, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't want 35 teams.
I agree.
But another league for these college kids who don't make it in the NFL to go to?
Yeah. But they've tried it before.
NFL France.
Well, they did. They did it. NFL Europe.
World League of American
League,
Football.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yep. We League. Laugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Kurt Warner.
Yes.
Yeah, Kurt Warner came from there. Yeah.
All right. We have the top 5 coming up next. Jack, what do we have? I have no clue as to what's coming today.
Determining who and who is not. Foxhole guys at WIP because there's some big stuff.
Really?
Big stuff that happened on the station earlier today that we have to break down.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have no idea. Don't you worry about it.
That's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.